Stay on. Yes.
What's up, gangster?
Peace, beloved. How are you?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. Hold on. Let me set my phone down right quick, champ.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Man,
what's
I
up
woke
with
up
you?
this morning. You know what I mean? That's how we going to start it. You dig it?
That's what I'm talking about. God
you
gave
know
us
what I mean?
another shot at this, man. You
Why
know what I'm
not?
saying?
Why
Why
not,
not?
man?
Why not, man? Thank you for having me on your platform.
Hey, listen, man. First and foremost, you know, when I received notice, right?
Yes, sir.
And they said the realest, right? So now, peep game, I need you to walk with me, man.
I'm walking, man.
So when they
said
the realest, right? So I said, hold up. So I know we still young. You and I, we still young. You dig it? Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
We still young,
yeah.
right? So
in that
I went
order.
Back to the 90s. I said, hold up.
I was gassing back then.
No, but listen, peep game, walk with
yeah.
me. So now I hear the realest. But initially, what comes to mind is Tekkenmenin, you know what I mean?
Tekkenmenin, yeah.
So listen, yeah, you said right.
Yeah.
So now listen, peep game. Now, initially when, like I said, I'm like, so now when I officially hear your name, right, I said, hold up. This is the brother that when I was up top, when I was in that bad world, you dig what I'm saying? You know, I'm
yes,
studying,
sir.
I'm in jail, I'm studying. And I come across the dynasties. You dig what I'm saying? I come across, you know, Africa. You know what I mean? And I come across
Ghana,
Africa.
Yeah.
I'm going. So, but Pete Game, in my mind, I'm saying, damn, this is. I don't know if this brother ever been in jail, but there's brothers out there that read like that.
Yeah, man, the spook who sat by the door type influence, man. You know, I get there with it, man.
Right,
but whole
right.
lapel horse, all that, man. Come on, man. Let's go. Solidad brothers, man. I read,
right.
Man.
Remember, this is in the 90s. So the 90s, for us, you
to
know
have
what I mean?
A mindset back then like that, yeah.
Right, to have that mindset. First and foremost, how was it when you introduced yourself to the world and that name? You know us, we like, who the fuck is this?
Niggas didn't understand it. It was like, what is that? You know what I mean? It was like, I remember I was opening up for No Limit, man, back in the day.
Right.
Man, they bringing me on stage. They couldn't pronounce it right for nothing. I'm like, come on, man, y'all mess up. Y'all jacking me off, man. You know what I mean? Like, hold on, man. I'm just like, I just grabbed the mic like, man, just get straight. Let me just drop the beat, man. You know what I mean? They gonna figure it out. They gonna know who I am in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So.
I always wanted to ask that. So when, like I said, when I first heard that, I said, nah, man, I gotta delve into that. I said, I know it was issues in regards to his name.
It was issues. People couldn't spell it right. You know, I kick it. I mean, I've been running with that name for so long. It's Tenkamenin. That's what it is. So now I'm bringing that name back. You know what I mean? It's going to be a project I'm already started on, Tenkenmenin featuring the realest. You know what I mean? It's going to be like that Tenkenmenin is going to be that early, just grimy, just get out the way. And that realist is going to be that more polished, like I'm paying attention more now. Tenkenmenin can say anything. The realist
right.
kind of think. Yeah, the realist will think about it. Something like, well, you know, we're going to get a lawsuit if we do that. You know what I mean? Right. That Tenkenmenin sitting right here like, man, go and get it off, man. Who cares? You know what I mean? So. It'll be a blessing to get that project to the world just so people can hear it, man, because it's so much material. And it'll show the growth in my music and the structure and how it'll come off, you know.
So, Real, you don't mind it? I call you Real?
Man, that's my name. You know what I mean?
You know,
Tenkenmenin was so hard to pronounce. Should call me the realist. He the one named me. He's like, man, he said, let's go with the realist, bro. I said, I don't give a, hey, long as you put some music out, I don't give a fuck. Let's go, my nigga. You know what I mean? So I'm going to make any name hot.
You know, and Real, so what's amazing about that, right? Because once again, that hiatus, right? For me, once I didn't hear the name in so long, right? So now, fast forward years, I'm like, oh, wow. So I had to put two and two together. I'm like, oh, this is the realest. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But let's rewind it. So now, me being from, you know, New York, right?
Yeah.
I love hip hop, underground. I love it all, right?
I love it.
A lot of individuals that's coming on, right? I have a wide range of age brackets that come on, right? And I need you to really give them a great understanding, because this is 20+ years. 20+ years of music, of grinding, of experiencing all aspects of what the industry, right, entails.
It's worse than drugs. I witnessed the murders of this hip hop. So, you know, I've been shot from this hip hop. It's a dirty game. But if you got enough heart and willpower, you know, you can survive it.
Right. Let's start with Death Row, man. Let's start. And I don't want to get into the gist of it. I just need them to understand.
Just tap on it and keep going. I don't want to stick there. Let's hit it and go.
I need them to understand that, you know, and I want to ask this before I get into that.
Yes, sir.
You know, when people get of age, right, especially the artists, right, you know, that 20+, 30 years in the game, do you consider yourself legendary, right?
Yes, sir.
Old school, just unique. Give me how do you title yourself?
I title myself the realest, man. I'm a philanthropist with this music. I've been there. I watched the Big Daddy Kanes, met those artists, and I never would call them a washed up artist or anything. To this day, I'm still Kane. Let's do a record together. You know what I mean? Slick Rick, let's do a record together. You know what I mean? I'm the type of man. I used to bump Kwame, and I was divert. My music went everywhere. The De La Souls, the Queen Latifahs, you know what I mean? Everybody, Moni Loves, I listened to it all. Tribe Called Quest, Africa Bambaataz, the X Clans and Poison Clan down there with Luke Nim. You know what I mean? I went everywhere, man. The underground artists. Come on, I didn't care who you was. I had your tapes back in the day.
Right.
And I wore it out till the tape broke, and I put some tape on it and fixed it, and you know what I mean? And kept going with it. So
And that's by way, understand, y'all, don't ever get it that he's West Coast bound. He's there. This is by way of Texas, though. So dealing with a myriad of, right, of coast. You dig what I'm saying? Because remember, once again, I'm coming from the East. So when West Coast was introduced to us, right, we got a clear understanding of it, right? But there was a myriad of artists there. So you had a chance to go from down south, West Coast, and then the world. You dig what I'm saying?
And then the world. And not only that, to the relationships that I started meeting, I'm on the West Coast from the South. DOC is one of my mentors to this day.
Right.
I'm on the West Coast, but I'm messing with East Coast homies getting to the money as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stevie J is one of my best friends for 20 plus. So it's just like, you like, damn, they got this ex-Death Row nigga and this ex-Bad Boy nigga. Nigga, we make it work. Who cares? Who cares?
Right.
It's what it is. It's grown man shit. You know what I mean?
I love it.
And we both got horror stories. You know what I mean? But you can figure it out.
Right.
You can maneuver through it. You know how to get that's called growth. You know what I mean? He can't be mad at me about what happened when I was over there, and I can't be mad at him from what happened when he was over there. You know what I mean?
And you know what's crazy about it, though, real? There's a myriad of stories. That's just what occurred. You dig what I'm saying? You know, but the greatest thing is that you're here now, right?
Man, here
and
walking.
Love for the culture continues to move forward.
Indeed, man. I'm hip hop, man. It's deeper than that. I mean, you bust my heart out, it's a rap will come up out of it whenever you cut me open. It's just rhymes. I never stopped, man. It was always in me like that. Even like the early 80s, man, it was just, I still remember, you know, the skinny boys. You know what I mean?
Right.
The skinny boys, the fat boys. It was just, I used to try to beatbox, you know what I mean? So I used to have my homeboys. I couldn't beatbox and rap at the same time. So I used to make dudes who didn't even beatbox. Hey, you beatbox, I need to get this out right quick. So you know what I mean? So that's just how it was. Man, I used to listen to the beats, just the Mantronics, and just get deep into people's beats and everybody, man. And then I just started getting, I was all the way in on anything came out of New York, especially when, right. when I seen how fly Run DMC came out. You know, when they came out, I was like, dang, dude's coming out with some, with the Dob brims on, man, with the sweatsuits, with the thick sideburns. Oh. I said, y'all can't wait to grow some sideburns. I said, I need some sideburns like Run there, man.
Yo, real. You know what's up, Ran? What's good? To everybody that's popping on, man, I'm sorry if I can't shout you out, man. I'm in a zone right now. You dig what I'm saying? We got a
we zoning right now, man. We talking that shit.
Yo, real. So listen, real. Yeah. So now once again, right? So like I said, I'm gonna go back, but I'm looking at the culture, right? So now you go from Texas, right, to West Coast, right? You go and in the early 90s, that it was rough. You dig what I'm saying? That transition, how was that transition for you? Music-wise, culture-wise, everything.
I'm from the gutter. I'm from Oak Cliff. Oak Cliff is it's a rough part of Dallas, man. I'm from Dallas, but I'm from Oak Cliff. It's right. a hood. It's a monster. And so to come from that, and then I go straight from L.A. Compton. I had to learn the gang culture. It was gangs in Oak Cliff. But L.A. gangs ain't to be touched, bro. I done been around the world. They gang banging overseas. And I seen it. I'm like, wow, right. they really done took it over here. But right. ain't none touching the L.A. set. No, L.A. set will make you run it. L.A. set ain't to be touched. It ain't to be touched. I had to study L.A. gang banging, how I would study MCs back when I was just studying the music. But the good thing that helped me about it is the multitude, the very diverse. It was so many gangs tied to Death Row. Bloods and Crips from different sets, different sections. And then they all accepted me, man. You know, I had not one problem with no gangbangers over there. It was a brotherly get down. Anytime anybody moved, it was a unit that moved. Everybody like moved together, man. It was like I said this in another interview the other day, it was like how when Voltron forms.
Right.
You know what I mean? So all those guys, anywhere they went, man, the Bloods and the Crips, they moved at one unit. It wasn't just, they go to Crips on Death Row and the Bloods on Death Row. It was like a super gang. And it was scary to see it happening if you was on the opposite side of it. Because these some big, small cats. You know what I mean? Like, I remember, man, one cat, he fresh out the pen. He 3 days out, and he on Death Row with a chain on with some money in his pocket. Just got him at 72 hours prior. He was locked up, like coming home from doing 10. He touch out. He had concerts and he's seeing people. He like whispering in my ear, like, bro, that's such and such stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's who that is. You know what I mean? So it's a lot to take in.
Right.
You know what I mean? And at the same time, but this dude will knock your head off. He don't care. Right. He's seeing somebody that his music he was just listening to while he was locked up.
Right.
But if we gotta push play and go knock that down, yeah, that's his job.
Right. Now, real. Now, so now we understand the culture, right? You learn the gang culture, right? But the music. Do you think that you grew?
Oh, tenfolds. No disrespect to my hometown. I just never thought I was just a local rapper from Dallas because I always was keep pushing to get out of there. I didn't want to be in Dallas. I used to tell all my homies, I said, man, I'm getting out of here with this music. I got to get out of here. I'm going to come back and get who I can get. But it wasn't in the 90s. It wasn't just a lot to do. It was either let me get the rap a lot or Suave House with Tony Draper that had A-Ball. And I would study that. Their rosters were so deep. I'm like, man, if I do try to go over there, man, why am I feeding? You got A-Ball, MJG. You got Crime Boss and Suave House. You got, you know what I mean? They had Tila. I read my notebooks. I still have notebooks from back then when I wrote all this down. Like, okay, so I'm looking at Rap-A-Lot roster. You always got Scarface. You got the Ghetto Boys. And then they will always do solo albums. You had Devin the Dude, so I'm like, man, where do I fit in? You know what I mean? Right. So I just got to get out of here and go find somewhere else to go. No disrespect to Texas, I love it. I always represent it, but I just didn't think I was gonna fit in musically wise because I always liked the way the West Coast sounded, and I like how it sounded on those type of tracks, and and everything. And then it just so happened, boom, a place to call home, something to call my own.
Listen, listen, with that being said, right, usually when I do these, I do song reviews, I do album reviews, right? But I'm
work
with me. We gonna walk. We gonna take it to 2021. I'm gonna play a few songs. I need some stories behind them. Can we go there?
Get up.
Oh man, this All Eyes on Me through Realize. Oh man,
play them. I remember when I hear them. I ain't heard a lot of this. But play them. Push play. Cause one thing I never listen to my own music. Let's go.
No man, listen. Well, I'm a fan.
Yes. I record them and keep right going. Now. Let's go.
All Eyes still on the real nigga, man.
Oh yeah, Cote produced that.
Can't stop
phenomenal, it. Phenomenal cat.
All eyes on real niggas.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, the homie Cote Long Beach, he did that. Yes, sir. That's a big record.
Coming with no surprises. All right. Now I'm back amongst the poachers. Got my eyes wide open.
Yes,
as I'm living on my culture. All my outlaw niggas are now full grown men. I lost a couple, but still there's some breathing. Who you believe in?
Who you believe in? Yeah, that's one of them.
I got chills when I seen mama cry. She stayed down for me. R.I.P. cause she's resting now. 20 years later, still I'm the greatest now. I see they put me in the Hall of Fame. I stay true. Never did a nigga change a thing. But it's thug life. I'll give back 50 thug lives for the return of big sight to this thug life. Hey, spiritually, my energy still grows.
Healing yeah, that's
all
one of
them. With those. I suppose if we pray that we'll make it. There's so many niggas out here faking. All eyes
all
on me.
Eyes on me. Yeah, that's a real one. You know, that record was recorded.
All eyes on the niggas in the I've
Yeah, that's one of them.
I can no longer be silent. The streets are built with so much violence. Why you smiling when these babies are crying? I was humping the cross for this whole planet. For ghettos to live righteously. Now, goddammit, please understand it. Black women, gather your self-esteem. Keep your clothes on. Fuck all them internet dreams. Up here posing half-naked for a couple of likes. Then you start to realize that shit ain't right. I'm still banging the gloves out. Making them thug out. Still letting you know.
Yo, where
hey,
were
that
you
record
with this song?
Okay, look, so I'm gonna give you the story behind that record, and shout out the Rival Distribution too. You know what I mean? That's my new place to call home
yeah,
to push all
there,
my product. Yeah,
we gonna
yeah,
go
I
there.
Can't forget Jason. Me and Jason, we finna break the globe open. Good looking out the Big C style, Edie. We finna bust the globe open. But that record was recorded for the All Eyes on Me movie soundtrack.
Mm.
And the budget fell through for the soundtrack, so it didn't come out under what it was supposed to come out under. But what I was doing with that record was I was rapping for Pop, telling what was going on as it was, seeing it through his eyes. I was
right.
Telling it for him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the gist of that record. And I was just going in depth of it's a deep record if you just really, 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 really just listen
right.
And listen. Because it keep going and going and going. You know what I mean? It's a real record. Yeah, it was quick and fun, easy to record. Cote produced it. He's on the hook as well. And it was a fun record, bro. What year was the All Eyes on Me movie?
Yeah,
2016?
2016.
Yeah, so we did that. Whenever that movie was coming out, I did that for that soundtrack. But the soundtrack didn't come out, so I just took the record back.
You know. So now we're gonna go back and forth, man. I want to congratulate you on your the Rival Distribution. You know what I mean?
Man, I thank you very much. That's a big move. A lot of people don't know the move. It's a hell of a move we finna make with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a hell of a move. Hell of a move,
you know, and I also want to applaud you once again for longevity, man, and still respecting and loving the culture. You dig what I'm saying?
Man, if you love what you do, you go keep on pushing, and you know, you got some family you need to make sure they good, and right. You know, it's for them. Sometimes you drive harder for them than you do for yourself. It keeps you going. So you don't want nobody to do without when you can do something. Man, I'm just talking on the microphone, bro.
Yeah.
You know how easy that is? It's easy because I'm just speaking. I'm navigating. I get around. I soak somebody's story up. And like, come here, B. I'm finna run this like this. And I always keep a good core of MCs around me, too, though. So that helps.
Right. And you know, I want to say this real. You know, it's like with hip hop, man. You know, at one point they used to be like, man, you hit 40 and over, you done all. You know what I mean? We will always place an age, right, on hip hop, right?
But always hip hop. Yeah.
Right. But as you see, we've kind of, right, we kind of like kind of soaked up out of that, right? But here's the thing. You said what you said. You said, listen, I keep a gang of dope, talented individuals around me that keep my pin game going. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
And when you love it, yes, I can handle business and everything else, but I'm still in the studio. You know what I mean? It's like playing ball.
You would want me in your studio session. Because even if it's not my song, I'm going to make sure your record is going to be fire by the time this session ends. It doesn't have to be my project. You know, it doesn't have to be, I don't have to be on it or anything. I can just be passing by. This has happened. I passed by and heard some music coming out of somebody's door. I open the door. Hey, let me put my ear on that. They like, I'm in the room down the way, sitting up with them. Hey, do this. Hey, every song don't need 16 bars.
Right.
Some songs don't need to be 12 bars. They need to be 16s. You got to know how to put the record together right. I sat in sessions with some cats and be like, hey, let's do it like this. Put the right kind of bridge here. Take that out. You know what I mean? You just got to know what to do to make the record go. I heard somebody trying to do a radio record and it was almost 6 minutes. I said, bro, that's not going to work.
Right.
That's not going to work for you something that you think in that radio is going to touch.
Right.
Nah, they fade out 3 minutes. They out of
there. Done deal.
Matter of fact,
the attention span. The attention span at two is like, all right.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Yeah. Sometimes, if I don't even like it, after 3 seconds, I know if I'm messing with you.
Right.
I'm out of there. Yeah, I'm out of there, man. Yeah.
You know,
fish grease.
So in between time, right, you know, if you still following your lead in music, right?
Yes, sir.
Give me some other business ventures that you delved into or currently involved in.
Besides music? Pushing that pen with some movie scripts, shopping that. I have a few artists that I'm managing right now as well. And I got some other little things on the other side that I'm trying to get done, man. Keeping some artists. Right now I'm bringing cats over to this rival distribution as well. And I still have a few artists that I took over to another distribution company that I'm still getting some bread off of too. You just got to keep your hands moving on certain things, dog. And just sending music in to get scored on different pieces of stuff. And you know, I keep some music somewhere, landing. Gotta
say
keep
no
something
more.
Going, man.
Let me get another song in. Let me get another song in. Can we do that? Let's
man,
go.
Wake me up. I haven't heard these songs in a long time.
Come on, man. This is what I'm doing, man. I know you
please,
shocked.
Wake me up.
The shock factor. How about that?
Man, I was like, whoa, Kimo Sabe.
We gonna go. Let me get to, man, I'm gonna get to this one right here. Because it just ain't you. It just ain't in you.
Just saying that you just saying. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a nasty record. That's a nasty record. That's a nasty record. That's how the album starts off.
From block to block, we bang on. This for any nigga
had to pull my thing on.
Speaking of some lost shit, I'ma show you how to take a real off, bitch. Because it just ain't in you from a later.
From a later, hold
up. My nigga Jim Jones, you been getting started. You retarded from the ass whooping. I got to be the thing, dog. I got to keep it pushing.
My blood's
gushing, hey. My blood's your eyes, but no surprise. Tell me how we got started. Team Dime in the meantime. My whole
monster.
Motherfucker, you can't see mine. I got a scar on my face, nigga. The police come give chase, but they can see I got a gun on my waist. Let them loose if you want to.
I'ma make me cops turn bulletproof.
I ain't not a fool. I let them know why I'm the realest. If they try to kill us, nigga, they real gon' feel it, cause I'm a rock. Infamous mob.
Infamous mob. You can run, you can hide. It don't matter because you still gonna die. Wow, you went deep on that one. You went back on that one. You went back on that one. You can hide.
Just a tidbit, just a tidbit, real.
Say, man, that record right there, Lawrence from 1500 or nothing did that beat for me. Woo. The infamous 1500 or nothing producer. I got to applaud them, boy.
Yes.
I watched them grow up from teenagers, man, to where they are right now. But Lawrence did that from 1500 or nothing. That's how I started that Witness the Realest album out that I put out through Team Don. And shout out to Team Don, man, my man Dane and Mike Bibby, my juggernauts in this game. It's Team Don for life.
Team Don. So, you know, with that song, could you remember where you was at with it? How long did it take to put it together? As a matter of fact, the project itself, right? I want to get into that. We're going to talk about that, but then we're going to talk about the project and move forward.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I recorded that record at Can-Am Studios. It was just one of them days, man. The youngster played the beat. He was just going through a ton of his beats, man. He was like, man, I got one for you. I got one for you. And he couldn't wait to play it. Because the day before, he played some beats. He was like, man, I didn't play the right beats for you. I got something tomorrow. When I come back tomorrow. I said, all right, man, just whatever I got, you got, I want it. And
right.
as soon as he walked in, because my session started at 12 o'clock on the dot. And as soon as he walked in, man, 12:05, he played. He's like, boom, first one he played. And I was like, all right, man, get out the way, it's on. It probably took me an hour to do the whole thing on the spot, written and spit, and it was done.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was done.
So, you know, Witness the Realest, man.
Yes, sir.
It was like this album took a while to come out, man. Like, you went from label to distributor to so on and so forth, but when it came out, it was just like, ah. Like, you got a load,
you know. Yeah, it was. But what's so crazy about that album, bro, and this is 100% facts, is so many records I'm still sitting on in hard drives that didn't even make that project. Ooh. With features that you'll trip out on. Never even leaked them or anything. And a lot of people know, though, it's just a lot of that was going from distributor to label. And they was so scared of me because I was coming from Death Row with that project. And they was nervous. Like, man, well, what should go do? I'm like, you ain't gonna do nothing. We finna put some music out. Just put some music out. But they was, you know what I mean? You know them white folks scared, man. They be scared in the motherfucker, bro. So it was so much comedy for me because I sat with the big wigs at so many labels. One label gave me some money just on GP. Like, here go a check. I like, damn, man, I walked out of there with my business homie at the time. I was like, dog, they cut me a check and they ain't gonna sign me. They just said, we just want to work with you in the future. So here's an advance to some future work. That's how crazy it was. I was like, all right. You know what I mean? Because it was just the Death Row stigma was still behind me.
Right.
Of them being scared to even work with me. And, you know, they heard so much other blah, blah, blah. So, you know, right. It is what it is. I'm a grown man. Yeah. I can take it. Yeah. But you're not going to stop me, but I'm going to take that check from you. Yeah. Right, give me that check and let me go over here. So then that's when I did a distribution deal with Tommy Boy. Tom Silverman gave me a distribution deal. So that got me some money, you know. Mm-hmm. So I did the distribution deal with Tommy Boy, but I didn't put any projects. I think I dropped a single through them, I believe. But I was like, it really wasn't my thing because to do all that business, I'm in LA, they in New York. So it just really wasn't working.
Real. Somebody said, how much was that check? No, I'm looking at the comments.
It was a knot. Believe me. I'm not playing with no $500. It was a knot. Believe me, it was a knot. It was a knot. And they came back and we did some business together. That's what's so love about it. It just worked its way around. It popped back up and like, hey, whoo, whoop. And just out of circumstance, it came back around and I'm an honorable guy. I honor the deal. Like, hey, y'all did cut me some real zeros.
Right.
Here you go. Yeah, I had to take it.
I'm gonna go on with another joint, man. I'm gonna do so I'm gonna start on because you said, man, look at here, man, I put out so much. I'm gonna put on Do What It Do.
Do what he do.
You change your whole style up.
Oh, yeah. Monster. Shout out to the homeboy Dyson. Yeah, I was in the zone right there. I was in the zone.
Let them niggas know it's showtime. A catastrophe.
When you're asking me, don't make a lead. They scared to see if I claim to be. Everything I said, I claim to be. You're my homie, man. Cruz. Yeah. Monster. Should get a video to this.
Listen.
Monster. Should have did a video to that. That was a monster. That was a monster. I should have did a video to that.
Right.
The homeboy right. Dyson singing at a hook too. What's up, Dyson? Woo. Yeah, it's a monster record. That record, man, Mike Lynn was ahead. I believe Head Ain't R Aftermath. He's working with Dre. During that time when I did that record, it was real deep into everybody was writing for the detox. So everybody working on the detox for Dre. So Mike Lynn would be over there, and we was working in the same studios. So Mike Lynn would bring me beats. He like, hey, man, just write stuff. You know, I'll go play them and see if something go catch his ear or whatever. So I penned so many records, and Mike Lynn was giving me the beats. So he brought them. He was just bringing me them beats.
Right.
And so I'm like, all right, here go this, play it for him. And so one day I was just like, hey, Mike, you play them records for Dre? He was like, man, keep them. Just do them yourself. I play two, but I said, I don't even worry about it. I'm keeping all of them now. So I just took all the records back, and I started putting them on my project. So that record was something that Mike Lynn had given. It's a couple of more records on there as well that he had given me that I was just, because those records I was writing for him for that project. Right. Yeah, because at that time, we think T.I. was in there. Everybody was over there writing for him during that time. So I was just at another studio we had over there in Hollywood. Studio City, just gassing, bro.
Right.
Gassing.
Let me ask you this real. I've heard that you did write for a lot of artists.
Mm-hmm. Did and do.
Right. How do those checks look, man? I heard that the writing, those checks be furious.
The mailbox, bro. It's always some come in the mail. At the quarter, every quarter, some hit. One thing I had to because I had a 50% distribution, a publishing deal with Suge when I had signed with Death Row. So once I got out of that situation, I had to go to court to get 100% of my publishing back.
And how long did that process take?
I'm going to say about 8 months.
Okay.
About 8 months. It took about 8 months. But getting half, I look at the half of the checks I was getting. I was like, dang, it was good.
Right.
And now that 100% touched the kid, I'd be like, never sell your publishing. I don't care if a nigga give you, I don't care. Don't sell your publishing. Do not sell your publishing. Nigga, hey, let me get a publishing deal with you. Nah, unless you come in like the one a chapel and they cutting you, okay, here go 5 million, turn in 10 records a year, or write for my artist over here. Negotiate something that's going to be reasonable. But don't go sell your publishing for no $500 no foolish number like that. But you gotta, to be a real writer, you gotta be able to make another artist sound good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta be able to, everything is not gonna be for you that you perform in a studio.
Right.
It's always going to, you got to look at some people and see something in them that they don't even see. Put it down and make them understand, look, this is you. Some people don't even be like, nah, that ain't my style. I'd be like, dawg, this can be you
right
here. Study it for a couple of weeks. Feel it. Put your swag to it. Let's work on it. This can be you.
Have you ever wrote for someone, right? They denied that song, but and you got it to someone else and it became a hit.
Some similar to that, right? I wrote a record. I'm gonna tell you a funny story. The record that I just put out with Dub C and Sebo on the site with Enemies, when I originally did that record, it was produced by producer Keys. Give him a good Keys and Gus, man. Them boys finna blow up. That record was an R&B record. It was for an R&B artist. Yeah, so the day that I did it, it was R&B artist was finna do that record. I bullied the record. I'm like, nah, let me get this record. So Sebo came in, and I didn't have anything done to it yet. I said, bro, this is gonna be the record right here. He was like, man, I'm not messing with that. And so he went to the back and started smoking his blunts. No, doing his thing, smoking in the back of the studio. So I did it. By the time he left and came back the next day and the record was done, I had somebody else on the record. He said, man, where did this come from? I said, it's the record that you didn't want to hear. It's the R&B record. He said, oh, hell no, take them off. You know what I mean? I'm getting on that record. That's but the day that he heard it, it was like, it was more R&B. It was for R&B artists that day. And he didn't, Big Bo gangster rapper at the time. He was like, I'm not messing with it.
Right.
This. Cause it wasn't any vocals on it. Wasn't no direction. It was just the beat. And I was just like, dog, this gonna be, this is the record right here. He was like, I ain't fucking with that record real. And he just walked to the back of the studio and started smoking and doing his thing. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I ran it all by myself.
I've been interviewing for a long time and many years, man. And one of these questions I wanted to ask from artists that came from, Death Row Camp, man. Of course, Shug, there's always this bad connotation of who he was and how he moved, right? But give me something positive that you learned.
It wasn't always. I tell people all day. Excuse me. Everything about you can't.
Right.
Nobody's bad all the time, dog.
Right.
Man, Shug is a comedian. Funny. He put six figures in my world at a young age. I can't be mad at him. We bump heads, but you go bump heads with people. It's like you're an employee for somebody. Your coworkers bump heads. So, all right. When we was doing so many different records, he was like, hey, let's do this kind of record. Do this record. Now I'd be like, so you're going to do that. But at the end, sometimes you trust the judgment of somebody who's been there before. So other people's stories and what happened with them wasn't what happened to me.
Right.
My money never was played with. My housing was never played with. I stayed in, 3-story level mansions and cars here. I never had those problems. You know what I mean? Jewelry. I didn't even ask for stuff. You just here. I'm like, bro, I need a studio in my house. Man, go to Guitar Center and got everything and built the whole studio in my house. It was never anything that I didn't need that he didn't do for me at that time when I was over there. And I mean, I seen some artists that didn't get nowhere near anything.
But do you think that was a lot of it was based on, right, the product itself, right? You are the product. You are the artist, right? You're putting in work. You dig what I'm saying? Like you said, I can't come to a company and not do work and think that I'm going to get, I'm going to reap. You was putting in that work.
Had to put in the work. The work was mandatory. Again, I was going to go see him at that time. He got locked up, so I was going to go see him 3 to 4 days a week. So the other 3 days I wouldn't be seeing him, I'm in the studio 18 hours, nonstop. I jump and hit a flight to Texas, come right back, see him nonstop. So, and every time I'm seeing him, we're planning and plotting, putting projects, what this project is going to be, what this one is going to be. Okay, who you want on this song? What are we going to name this? What artists you think over at the label is ready to come now? And I was a big champion for Crooked Eye when Big C Style then brought him over. I was like, say, dog.
Crooked is nice.
We gotta get Crooked on Death Row. Love Crooked Eye. You know what I mean? I was like his lyricism and
right.
If I'm not a battle rapper, that's just not my thing.
Right.
I serve any nigga. I serve him. I'm just not a battle rapper. I'm not finna stand up here and battle you for 50 minutes.
Right.
It's not what I'm finna do. I'm gonna serve you with 16 bars, and it's gonna take you 50 minutes to figure out them 16 bars.
Right.
That's just how I get down. But Crooked Eye, man, this nigga finna work you to sleep. That's just what he was doing, and that's what made me just like, wow, this nigga ain't to be fucked with. The way he put his cadences and everything, I watched him. I'm like, sure, you gotta fuck with him, and he got him over there. And I was happy he was there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he brought his own style, his own flavor. You know what I mean? He was coming through that whole Dog Pound camp with Daz and Big C Style and him at the time. So it was perfect, man. It was like the perfect good get down. So
it was great inspiration that came out of Death Row as well. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like you left
all the time, because he would push me. He would push me on projects. Like, I had a song called Drunk Driving in My Glass House with me, him, and Swoop G.
Right.
It never came out, but it got leaked on the internet. But it was a version. It was me and Scarface at first. And something happened that I had did it too late and was going to put it on the Chronic 2000 or something. But something happened. It didn't really come out. So me, Swoop G, and Crooked Eye, I redid the whole record. But Scarface was on that originally. So instead of that, so Scarface appeared on Gotta Love Gangsters with Richie Rich on the Chronic 2000. But DMX, that was DMX on there the first time. But Suge spit in Leo Korn's face, so that record didn't get clear. You know what I mean? So I'm like, damn, this nigga done spit in this nigga face. I'm like, why you spit in this nigga face, man? Like, me and Reggie Wright had just gave DMX a lowrider. Suge put a lowrider together for DMX. Clean and a motherfucker. All white, hydraulics, Dayton's, everything. Had his dead dog Boomer that he had on his back. He had the mural of it put on the trunk.
Right.
We take it to Santa Monica. DMX doing his photo shoot for the album. When he don't have no shirt on, they got all of the blood on him, whatever. You know what I mean? He doing a photo shoot for that. So I hang with him the whole day. And then I'm like, hey, bro, we got a gift for you. Come outside. He didn't even know. He come outside. He didn't even know Suge had put the Lolo together for him. He come outside. The tow truck was letting it off the flatbed. Man, this nigga went crazy. Yo, you know how he be talking. Yo, this is me. Red's like, it's yours. Like, yo, he ain't even out of his switches. He ain't on, you know what I mean? Nigga, get it. Like, yeah, oh,
we
man.
Up. We
yeah.
Up, man.
Yeah, and nigga didn't know how his switches or nothing, man. I said, dog, it was all white. It was clean, dog. It was a clean lowrider, man. Should have put it together for him, though. But long story short, he was on the original. Then, after this nigga spit in this nigga face, man, so I had to get Scarface and Richie Rich to get on the Gotta Love Gangsters, the other version.
Yo.
There's so many records that I have that are so many different versions of them, bro. It's funny how they happen, though.
Yeah, you know, I know that when you do this documentary or this book, man, you got stories for life, man. Because
hey, but I got pictures and footage, too, though, that you'll trip off of.
I could imagine. Listen. And how long were you signed to Death Row, man?
4.5 years, something like that.
But
4.5.
4.5 years was like 10 years, bro.
It was dog years. No, it was longer than that. It was dog years. You know what I'm saying? It was like some dog years, bro. It was dog years, homie. 1 year was 7 years. You know what I mean? It was niggas younger than me with gray hair. It was stressing these niggas. That shit was crazy, bro.
Yo,
yeah, that shit was different.
I once again, I still want to applaud you, man, because, you know, it's 2021 signed
yes,
to a great distribution, right? Rival, great distribution.
Yes.
You're still putting out music. Let me ask you something. Those relationships, have do you still have those great relationships with artists?
Hell yeah. Anybody pick the phone up when I call. I never once wavered any relationship. Everything I treated with gold. I treat somebody with compassion. Everything is done with compassion when I deal with all of my homeboys, my comrades in the industry, male and female. It's done with like the utmost, because I know what they go through. I know how labels treat you. Oh, labels will treat you the foulest. They'll make you figure out how to go make them some money, but won't give you the money. So you got to go in there in your mind, I'm not going to deal with these people for too long. I'm finna get independent with your money.
Right.
I'm gonna let you ride this horse for a little while, but I already got in my mind, I'm out of here. You got to have a checkout date. Don't go nowhere and just think, okay, I'm going to let them do all it. Because you're on a pay scale with them. Everything. You're getting taxed for everything. The studio sessions. And man, I seen some artists, man, I just remember some artists, bro, would have other artists' stuff taxed on to their stuff just because they knew that their stuff was coming out first and they can recoup off of them quicker. Seen it. Witnessed it. I seen artists' video shoots. Motherfuckers getting brand new Benz is dropped off, but it's on the tax write-off of some. Dog, I've seen it all. Seen it all. And the Benz go to the chick. I don't watched it happen, bro. Believe you laughing. I'm telling you facts.
No. Listen, let me tell you something real. You know, and I'm laughing because I'm glad that you're bringing this to the forefront, right? Not that you haven't spoke about it, but there's a lot of artists on here that need to hear.
They just don't know. I remember Rez used to tell me like, man, stop. Because I'd be telling a lot of artists, I'd be like telling them, giving them some game. They'd be like, man, stop telling them that. Like, man, I'm not finna let this nigga sit next to me and be an airhead. Nah, right. I can't do it. I'll be doing a disservice to him thinking that he knows what's happening. Because a lot of artists just want to be rappers. I didn't want to just be a rapper. I learned the business super fast. Like now, I can read a whole contract. I do all of my stuff. I'm hands on, but I still have it taken care of with an attorney after I'm done with it. But bro, I done ran through so many contracts. It's the same verbiage. It's the same verbiage. They just try to flip it around.
I want to get one more song out, right? I want to get Something Like a Pimp.
Yes, sir.
Look at that. Look at he like.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah,
bro.
Devin the Dude and old Corey Moore, all my Houston boys. Yeah. Which version you got? Because a couple of versions. You got Drew Down on it, or you got the one with Sean Paul from the Young Bloods.
I got Sean Paul. I'm going to play just a little snippet.
My A homies, yeah.
Memory Lane.
Oh, no, that's Memory Lane.
Way back with me. Just one time.
No, that's Memory Lane you're playing.
Remember that shit, nigga? Niggas having crushes on bitches and shit. She was sexist as fuck.
Yeah, that's all Memory Lane you're playing right now.
All the game. Come on. See, I'm young, but from the old school, lay vocals on Pro Tools, reminiscing on shit that I used to go through. Holidays ain't the same, everybody's struggling. I need to get a job, homie, why you mean mugging me? Love it till my eyes closed, Jesus, please bless me. Can't wait to get married. I hope you niggas feeling me. I'm proud of my past. Can't wait to see my future. I'm thinking for today. Tomorrow I might do ya. I said I'm on the stage strong. I'm so cautious, snake. I don't need no new friends cause they all turn fake. Stop acting hard cause to me, homie, you really ain't hard. Remember when them niggas came through, you were scared to squall. I still respect you.
Even if the times are mad at me, homie.
Cause you know what I've been through. Hold your hand. Feeling and enjoy the feeling. Let's be wrong about this shit, homie, and stop the killing indeed.
Yeah, that's all I reckon. That's a hard record.
I remember the first blunt I rolled, the first drug I sold, first nigga that told me, God bless the soul. I'm so cold, homie, now may I beg your pardon?
Beg your pardon.
My name's always spoken when the shit gets started. I remember the first time my ass was kicked. I looked my uncle in the eyes and then moved past the shit.
I'm
like, maybe I mean now, I need more. I'm fucking G-Wood, cause he has an open drawer. Until the ink dries up in my ballpoint pen, I'll never stay true and give props to my friends. Fuck a Benz, cause I never really liked them cars. But I had a few because they were willing to start. So,
I need y'all, for individuals that are not familiar with the realest. I need y'all to get into his music. He got a lot of new music coming out. Great business ventures. I need y'all to tune in, follow him.
Man,
the story
fuck with me.
Will continue on, please.
Fuck with me, man. Look, one thing I don't do, I don't kiss ass. I ain't begging nobody to fuck with my music. I had a Zoom interview the other day, and I told him, even when you don't think you hear me, you hear me. I'm out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm really
please
out there.
Please believe it. Please yeah, believe I'm out there. Let me I'll ask you up. This. Let
yes,
me
sir.
Ask you this.
Yes, sir.
You went through eras, man. Eras of sounds, music, subcultures
yes,
of hip-hop, rap. Who's inspiring you right now, sound-wise?
You know who I like right now? Well, not right now. I've always been fucking with them, though. I like what Yo Gotti them bringing back to the game. The Memphis boys, say, man, they playing black youngster now, man. They playing different right now, man. They really playing different. Yeah. That whole camp playing different. They're changing it how when 3-6 Mafia did it, when they brought it way back then. So they're switching that whole sound up again. It's a whole gumbo pot going on with them boys. You got to just pay attention, not just to their production, but what they saying, how they
right.
moving.
Right, they
you know
moving.
What I mean? So
right.
Yeah, they got a call.
They, it's,
yeah,
and it's not
they
like,
together. They
right,
always.
It's not like. It's not like
they take
one
turns. They take
out.
Turns. Yeah,
right.
No, they take their turns. They like, okay, and everybody push at the same time to support him. And I love it. They got a cold little program going on right now, man. You know, I stay messing with that. And then I push on. I need everybody, man. Look, I'm a Texas baby. Support Propane out of Houston. One of the hardest cats coming up out of H-Town right now, man. He is not to be fucked with. He next up. Slim Thug and, you know what I mean? Everybody down there, Lil Flip, they pushing, they putting him up there. Bun B, they getting him where he got to get to right now. He's the hottest thing moving through H-Town.
I'm following you. Listen here. I need to play this right here, right? Tonight.
Yeah, because the last one, oh, hurt they feelings. Produced by Keys and Gus.
What you going to say? What you going to say, real?
I said the last record was called Memory Lane. That wasn't
right.
Something like a pimp. That was Memory Lane that
Memory
you had
Lane,
played.
But you know it's crazy when you press it, and I was thrown off. I'm like, nah, that's not something. You know what I mean? But it gave us that.
Mm.
Memory Lane.
Wow. Yeah, somebody logged that shit in wrong there.
Yeah, buddy. So this is his new single out right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Tonight, We're Enemies, featuring who?
Yes, sir. Dub C and C-Vo, two OG West Coast giants.
Say less. I'm on it.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, we are officially enemies. I don't mean to be arrogant. Tell you how the game plays. Suicidal thoughts, nigga. Listen to my case break. Mama don't love me. Said that I'm trauma prone. We can get it on. Listen to my baritone. Get it all alone. I'm feeling so strong now. Work so hard. I can give it up now. Try me if you
try
want
me if you
to.
Want to. My little homies want to.
Me don't to. Kill him if you got to. Mom's and his kids too. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Fuck, nigga, this is how it is. In the mind of a goon, nigga. Everybody. This is where that shit ends. Love me for life. I represent for Christ. Great goose crust.
But tonight we're in it. Good luck on killing me. I keep on telling race. Tonight we're in it. I'm on fire. Nigga,
for
a while. Okay, my niggas, let's ride. Tonight we're in it.
1 minute. Hold on.
Killing me. Good luck on killing me. I keep on telling race. Tonight we're in it. I'm on fire, nigga, for a while. Okay, my niggas, let's ride. Tonight we're in it. Fucking with Dub, baby, help you pull your hand off your shoulder, grind.
They sent me to put all over the world. They sent me to put crazy on that live thing.
The body shooting the big styles and LT. Fuck all the rap and shit. What's happening? This the nigga with the zag that slid. Come on. In the back of the leg, I sit. Out the bag, I sit. With the burner and a couple of the bag and clips. Young killers put me down to smash with chips. Ain't the pigs, but we I'm high like two socks, finger on the rooftop, banging that
New single out.
Yes, Phil Sanders. I gave you the shout out, brother. Gave you that shout out. Listen, before
yes,
we
sir.
Close out, man, tell us about the. Oh, you already gave the story, man. But once again, man, let it be known. How long did it take to put this song out? Who produced it?
Okay, the record was produced by Keys and Gus, two phenomenal young producers, man. Man, y'all go spend some money with them boys. They not to be fucked with. They gonna be legendary. I got them on a ton of music, too, so you're finna hear a lot of stuff with them guys. And again, that record was done. Again, that record was done for the All Eyes on Me soundtrack as well.
Wow.
Budget fell through. I took it back. So then Dub C put the record on the Tupac Biggie Unsolved series. They actually played this part of their song when the actor playing Orlando Anderson shoots Pac and Suge on the strip.
Mm.
So when Dub got the music over there, they didn't tell me where they was placing it at anything, but when they put it at that scene, I kind of fell out of love with the record just to see like my niggas and them getting hit.
Right.
And my music playing in the background. So I didn't even listen to the music anymore. I didn't fuck with it no more. So then after I had signed this deal with Rival and I seen the climate of where everything was going with the ex-Orange president that we just got rid of. Right. And I seen what them weirdos, how I knew it was going to be weird. So I was just like, hey, man, tonight, you know, we enemies, man. It's time to put that record out. So I let Jason hear it. It was just time to get it done. So now we're finna shoot the video next Saturday. We're finna go all the way up. We finna shoot the video next Saturday.
In regards to an album, when can we look forward to a new album?
Summer 2021. My next single that's coming is gonna be with Stevie J, Drop Top Love. That'll be out middle of end of next month. That's coming. Video shot for that. March, I got the single coming with the Outlaws, Edie Nobe, Rest in Peace, Hussein Fatal, called I'm Good. That's coming next. After that, you gotta understand, having music is not a problem. Now, with this strong push that I'm finna run with Rival, with Jason M, it's finna push a lot of people out the way. You gotta really step it up, man. It's the upper echelon of music you finna get ready to get. It's finna be a really upper echelon of music. You know what
I
mean?
The realest. Man, I appreciate the gems that you drop. I appreciate the stories. I appreciate the music. Keep it coming. I salute you, man. Anything you need on this side, I'm here, beloved. I am so here, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Man, God bless. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on the show.
I salute you. Listen, how could they get at you, man?
Man, holler me through that old gram, man, or get in contact with Rival for Survival, man. We'll get it done.
I salute you, baby. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I want to thank everybody that came on. I'm sorry I couldn't really get to all the messages and everything, but you know what? I salute everybody. I thank y'all. Peace, the realest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Peace.